ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to year 2016, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Born Japan podcast. I'm Chris Broad, and we're joined as always by top London radio DJ and certified Japanophile, Mr. Pete Donaldson. Happy New Year, Pete.
Or Happy New Year, Chris.
Akemashite omedetou gozaimasu.
Akemashite omedetou
gozaimasu.
Because omedetou is something to do with birthday, isn't it?
Congratulations.
Oh!
Omedetou means congratulations.
Tanjoubi is birthday then?
Yes.
Oh.
And akemashite omedetou gozaimasu means Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year, Chris.
Can't believe it's 2019.
I can't believe I've lived this long. The way I live my life.
I never thought I would exceed the age of 27.
Really?
It was a weird expectation. It just wasn't going to happen.
Mm.
And it has. And I'm on a course
borrowed
for,
time.
I'm on a course for the age of 29, which is quite exciting.
Isn't that like wasn't yeah? Because 27 was like that famous year, wasn't it? It was like
famous
Cobain
year.
and
Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, maybe. Let's go with that.
Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin. Yeah, definitely that one.
And more.
And more. David Boy. welcome back to the Abroad Japan podcast, everybody. Whenever we start recording an Abroad Japan podcast, Chris's nose inexplicably starts getting a bit sniffly. And we don't know why. I think you're allergic to the podcast,
Chris. I'm allergic to the podcast.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's you, Pete, because, ladies and gentlemen, I am still in the UK and I'm sitting opposite Pete Donaldson.
Yes.
Usually we do it 8,000 miles apart. This time I'm about 1 metre from Pete's face. We are going to record one episode at least with a camera while we're here, so you can kind of see what that looks like.
It's going to be an internal camera in my mouth. It's going to be checking out my vocal cords. Endoscopy. Doesn't that go up your bum?
No. Probably.
It can do, probably, I imagine.
I had an endoscopy in Japan.
Oh,
went
cool.
Down my mouth. And I'm not going to talk about it because it's the most unpleasant experience I've ever had.
Yeah.
And I don't want people's first impression of the Abroad Japan podcast for 2019 being the story of me laying in tears on my side in a dark room at a crappy surgery, having a 2-metre-long cable put down my mouth.
Did it go down like a bullet train in a tunnel? Shinkansen of endoscopies.
All you need to know was...
Are you better now, though?
Yeah.
Everything's fine now.
I've lost weight. I'm a better person now.
Right.
And now I'm
was he healthier. Looking for a blockage? Like, he was looking for an errant bit of Kobe beef. Chris, last week you talked very eloquently about the delicious fried chicken cooking robot that can be found in a particular Lawson.
Yes, Lawson's launched a new robot dispensing fried chicken in one branch in Shinagawa, and they're rolling it out this year. This is why I'm excited about 2019,
right,
above all. Robot fried chicken machines.
It's got
upon us.
It's got a big screen. It's got like a big red, you know, like how chickens have the little red hats. I don't know what they're called. Waddles?
A chicken hat.
Chicken hat. They've got little chicken. That's a French cat. It's got like one of those sticking out the top. So I don't know what that's all about. I don't know why they've added that little accoutrement to the machine. But it looks all very... It kind of looks a little bit like the machines you get at a train station to order your ticket.
But better.
But a little bit better. Actually, speaking of those machines, remember in Halloween when... I don't remember whether we spoke about it, but it was Halloween time. I think it was the weekend just before Halloween, the Saturday. Some naughty lads.
When you were in Tokyo?
When I was in Tokyo. I'm not part of this story. Let's make this very clear.
Oh, all right.
Some people, some naughty, I think they were all Japanese, actually, in the main, flipped over with drunken exuberance a small truck. And it was a national story. It was a national shameful
act that
some people
had
done.
Yeah.
In Shibuya. And it was, if you want to follow drunk people, or pictures of drunk people in Shibuya, Shibuya Meltdown is a really good Instagram channel that somebody pointed out to. It's very funny. People just sleep everywhere.
Why did they flip the van?
I don't really know. I think they were just
a bit drunk.
I think
people
they were
in Halloween in Japan. Yeah. It's terrifying.
Very, very messy. But the suspects who flipped the lorry would have been tracked down. Or they're getting tracked down, apparently.
Put away for flipping a lorry.
Flipping a lorry and flipping... cause and bother.
What a crime that would be.
But they flipped a lorry and it was a shame because, you know, people are trying to have a nice time and they've been dicks, if you excuse my language, for a brief period. But they've started tracking them down because, apparently, you could figure out where they were going. The suspects in question, they either had like a hat on or they had like a backpack. They followed them from CCTV to the train station, like backwards, where they'd come from. And basically, they found out where they were going home due to what ticket they were getting on the train.
Right.
So... anywhere else in the world, you basically go by destination. Like, you sort of say, I want to go to Edinburgh, I'm going to go to the ticket machine, I'm going to click the word Edinburgh. Mm. Not true in the major cities of Japan. They're just numbered, aren't they? So, like, you can get a ticket that's 150 yen, 210 yen, 300 yen, and upwards.
Yeah, it's price-based.
Yeah, so it's price-based. So that you'll get the tube map, and instead of having destinations in the actual machine itself, you'll just have the price on the map itself.
That's
so say,
right, yeah.
Say I want to go to Ikebukuro and it's like, I don't know, 400 yen or something. That sounds probably too expensive, but you know what I mean.
Right.
I wouldn't go to a machine and type in Ikebukuro, I want to go there. I'll type in 400 and you'll get the ticket and you'll go there.
Yeah.
And if you don't have enough money, if there's not enough money on the ticket itself, by the time you get there, you can use a fare adjustment machine, which is very fair. They never give you a fine. You can just pay your way
so
when you get there.
So how did they trace them?
So they traced them to. So they figured out that from really far away, they could see whereabouts on the screen they were pressing. So if the top left-hand quadrant was like 150, they knew that they could only have got to three stops down the tube line.
That's quite interesting.
But for me, I always over-order in those situations. So they could have been looking for me for days because I always press way too much. I always go, oh, I don't know whether it's 150 or like 300, so I'll just go for the bigger amount and then I can't get into trouble. I'm a risk-averse person, much like the Japanese.
It sounds like you're trying to evade being caught for flipping
a van. I did not flip a van. I wouldn't even know where to start.
I'm going to go back and watch the video and see if I can see your little silly face flipping a van.
Just as Goro Majima from the Yakuza series. That was one thing we didn't mention. My Halloween costume was Goro Majima from the Yakuza series. And we spent some time in Osaka, and a lot of the Yakuza game is actually set in Osaka.
That's right.
Just like that. Didn't commit any crimes. Any organised crimes when I was in Osaka, but I think it's probably my favourite video we filmed while we were out there. We also filmed one in Kobe. We had a bit of beef.
Yes, the Kobe beef video came out the other week, where you and I went for some wonderful cuts of Kobe beef.
Can we sort of let people behind the veil? We were told beforehand that a crime had been committed in that restaurant.
I don't remember.
A man had been
shot.
Shot.
Oh, yes.
In the restaurant before we got there.
Oh, I should have
not on the
that
same
in the video.
Day. Yeah.
Yes.
Not the same day.
Pete and I went to this wonderful restaurant in Kobe, downtown Kobe, for the Kobe beef.
I was being very coquettish there because I wasn't sure whether we'd paid for the meal or not. We didn't walk in and go, oh, can we try some of that beef, please? Because you have got terrible PR at the moment. People keep getting shot in your restaurant.
No, we did pay for the meal.
Okay. So we'll fine then. So, yeah.
Say whatever you want.
Buyer's market, mate. Yeah.
It was a good restaurant. In terms
it was
of food.
Beautiful.
If you're going to have a last meal before you get shot, it might as well be Kobe beef.
Yeah, but we only
A5,
found out.
Kobe beef, sirloin steak. Yes.
We
in
only
fact,
found
I even said
out
in the video,
if
I was at the Last Supper or if I had one last meal on death row, this would be it, right?
Yeah, it was
and I
beautiful.
Said that without knowing about the fact someone actually got shot there and it was their last supper.
So were you not listening to the taxi driver?
The taxi driver
told us that a little while ago a man was executed in the same restaurant.
So you're basing the story of someone getting shot at the restaurant off of a taxi driver.
Look, if you can't trust a taxi driver whose taxi is full of fruit.
Yes, this taxi driver, ladies and gentlemen, who drove us to the Kobe Beef restaurant, he had a variety of pineapples or something.
It was like a pear. It was like a load of pears. Thing is, because you live in Japan, it's not like a big thing for you. But for me, if I go into a taxi and the dude's got a load of pears in there, special pears that are like a special fruit from the region, and he says smell my fruit, and he's making different people get in his taxi. It was like a pear sort of thing,
like a pear. Giant pear. So I was sitting in front of the taxi. Yeah. Pete was in the back with the guys, the losers. I had to have this taxi driver shove these fruit in my face. He was like, smell my fruit, smell it. It's fruit. It's good for your health.
And
I was like, oh, yeah.
He was squeezing it and saying, oppai, which means boobs. And they do look a little bit like boobs.
It was a very distasteful taxi journey.
He had all the stories.
It was a great way to kick off an evening of fun-filled meat.
Fun-filled meat. But you know what? I would even say that the vegetables were just as good as the meat on that meal. He cooked them beautifully.
Do you think it was worth the $150 a head?
I think if you are going to go to Japan and you are a meat eater and you don't try that kind of meat, is it Yamagata or what?
Kobe beef. You've forgotten the brand of beef.
Well, even I don't know, because
called Kobe Beef. And it was clearly a Kobe beef restaurant called it Yamagata Beef.
Yeah, I know, but you always go on about how good Yamagata beef. Was that the beef you gave me the first time I came?
Yes.
In Hakata. And it was delicious. And the Kobe beef was delicious too. And I think if you're a meat eater, you need to try this meat. It's delicious.
What I'll say is, if you come to Japan, don't go for Kobe beef necessarily. There's lots of great cuts of Wagyu beef.
Right.
In Japan, Kobe beef isn't even the best one. Miyazaki beef is the most prized one.
Where's Miyazaki? Kyushu.
Right, the most expensive is Matsusaka.
Right,
which I made a video about.
I'm going to write Matsusaka beef. Beef, London. Can I get this in London?
Honestly, it's...
Where to eat Wagyu beef in London?
There's some great restaurants in London that do it.
Kobe
beef, it was the most famous, right, internationally. But within Japan, there's about six or seven pretty big cuts. Maezawa, Yonezawa, Yamagata, Omi beef, Kobe beef, Miyazaki beef, Matsusaka beef. There's loads.
That's too many.
And every region claims that beef is the best.
Yeah.
And honestly, I've been around the country and it all goes down to the restaurant. I've had great cuts of like Yamagata beef. I've had crap cuts. It depends on where you go. It just depends on the restaurant.
You've tried something a little bit interesting quite recently. You tried a little bit of fugu, didn't you?
I did. I'll talk about that when that video comes out. It was good though, actually.
Blowfish.
All I could think about was The Simpsons.
Yeah, because The Simpsons, Homer Simpson thinks he's going to die because the...
Because the
chef can't cut it properly and he thinks he's going to die and he does all the things that he wants to do.
Because the head chef is out with Mrs. Krabappel.
Oh, yes, that's right, of course.
So he leads it to his subordinate who cuts the fugu the wrong way and poisons Homer Simpson, except he doesn't poison him and he lives. But that's such a good episode. I love that episode. So as I was eating the fugu, I was thinking I could die... But it'll be like The Simpsons.
What does it taste of? Is it a little bit aniseedy?
Tastes of plastic. No, it's actually quite good, but it's very flavourless. It's more like the texture. It's very light, like jelly, I know.
Oh, so it's actually, the flesh is so light. It's very, a little bit jelly.
It's paper thin.
It's like what kids are obsessed with at the moment, slime. They love a bit of slime, they do.
But better than slime.
And
you dip it into ponzu, into soy sauce with vinegar. And it's a really nice dish, but...
I remember sort of walking into a couple of fugu restaurants in Japan, and the problem is, I'm not great at sort of sticking my head around a corner and going, can I come and eat in here, please? and they said, no, you can't. There's no reservations, unfortunately. So, yeah.
Probably just scared the proprietors of your terrifying...
Can I come and eat in your restaurant, please? Right, we're going to take a short ad break, and then we're going to do some emails, if that's all right with you, Chris.
Do it.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Support comes from ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. You've heard the hype around AI. The truth is, AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. ServiceNow is the platform that puts AI to work for people across your business, removing friction and frustration for your employees, supercharging productivity for your developers, providing intelligent tools for your service agents to make customers happier. All built into a single platform you can use right now. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. Visit servicenow.com/AI for people to learn more.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Yeah!
Good. Are you a YouTuber?
Wow!
All right, we're back. Have you noticed that I'm leading the show a little bit? Because Chris has been busy enjoying the new year too much,
yeah,
I'd say.
I drank a bit too much apple juice.
Apple and, juice. Yeah. And now he's not really hungover.
I
he's
said
fine.
Last week that this week we're going to do some New Year's resolutions. Mm. Problem is, I haven't decided what mine are yet.
You've not even thought... Have you
no,
ever had
it's
them?
It's too early in the year. I need another week. So have next you... week we'll talk about New Year's resolutions and we will read out the New Year's resolutions you guys have been sending into us at abroadinjapanpodcast@gmail.com.
abroadinjapanpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, the ultimate test of your ability to type. A lot of people don't. A lot of people get it wrong and don't send in their emails. So
what do they type?
They type in abroad. In Japan, I don't know. A lot of people say, I get an email in the podcast folder. It's like, I've emailed three times and why hasn't it worked? That's because they've spelled it wrong.
Because you've got it wrong. It's nothing it's to do with you. Why is it your fault?
I see it as a great filter. Natural selection of the fax machine. If your messages come through to us, guys, at abroadinjapanpodcast@gmail.com, you're the chosen few.
Have you
successfully typed in the annoyingly long email address we have? But yeah, we'll be reading out. Again, I've drunk too much apple juice. We'll be reading out your resolutions next week. I'm looking forward to seeing what people have got. I get really excited in January because, you know, you get that whole brand new year's coming in. There's the smell of hope in the air. and apple juice.
And apple juice. And,
I feel excited. I feel like this year is going to be amazing. Providing things don't go wrong, it's going to be amazing.
Well, let's hope it's not blooming. What was the kanji era for 2018? Disaster, misfortune.
Yes, last week we.
Was a why?
We read out, we talked about how in Japan the word of the year is disaster. Was a why? Well, it wasn't a good year for Japan. So hopefully this year will be a little bit better, a bit more fruitful.
Have you ever sort of had a New Year's resolution and kind of gone through with it and been really proud of yourself or kept it up for quite a while?
I forget what all my resolutions were. Oh,
almost immediately.
Last year's crap. It was something like work better, work hard.
Don't procrastinate.
Thing is, I procrastinate a lot.
Procrastination is the finest thing when it comes to creation.
I read something yesterday that changed my perspective on procrastination.
Wow.
From someone who is creative. It was like, procrastination's part of the creative process.
Of course it is.
Where ideas are born.
Yeah, you
and I realised it's true.
You can't just squeeze stuff out.
Well, I could edit a video in a day, right? Mm. Our Kobe Beef video that's just come out. I could have done that in a day.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have been very good.
No.
And by having an extra day of procrastination, I can think about how I can make the voiceover good or what music I want. And it's all part of the creative process,
I think. Hugely. Have you travelled with all of your equipment?
Have I travelled with all my equipment?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, I don't know, a microphone, an editing system.
Like, yeah.
Because with every
editing
time,
system?
Editing system.
You mean a MacBook Pro?
All right, MacBook Pro. MacBook Pro. Because I travel a few times with the microphone, and every single time, because it looks a bit pipe-bomby, it's always been taken out of the bloody carry-on, or it's always been taken out and gone, what the hell is this?
Quite rightly so.
Well, yeah, but still, no, it's
mine,
annoying.
No problems with mine.
No?
Mine does look like a pipe bomb. It looks like a microphone. So I don't have that problem.
Oh, well. We got an email there, Chris. Do you want to field some emails? Because you're the one who bloody lives in Japan, mate.
This I'd
is
love
what
an email.
This whole emails blooming podcast is
but
about.
You hold the keys to power here. You have the screen with the emails on. I have
unlucky.
Nothing.
Unlucky, so. Mate. Ari Wiener, or Wiener, either way, hello. Or Viner, even. I think he's a chef. Oh, yeah.
Hi, guys. Email.
Hi, guys.
I'm in suspense.
I got excited. Hi, guys. Lovely to see the podcast. Thanks, Ari. Thanks to Chris's videos on unbridled enthusiasm about literally everything. What videos have you been watching? I'm planning a trip to Tokyo, Osaka, and Kyoto in May. Nice. I did have a question for Chris. I noticed, Chris, you're left-handed too.
Mm.
I've not noticed this about you, Chris.
Really?
No, I don't know why. I don't know how he's done it. I don't know how he's done it. He's very perceptive.
It's a gift.
We're not very common. We use some things backwards. Does that cause any awkward situations in Japan?
It makes it sound like we're in some sort of cult. All left-handed people, like the stonecutters.
The old lefties. Who's the Simpsons neighbour? Ned Flanders.
Yes,
he runs the Leftorium,
yes.
Yeah.
This is just podcast.
Should be
about
the Simpsons.
Ah, the Simpsons. Anyway, it comes up a lot. People just go, oh, Southpaw. Because in Japan, they associate left-handed with being a Southpaw.
Oh, like Rockstar. Mm.
But yeah, no, left-handed people aren't a thing in Japan because of the way they write kanji characters. It's just very inconvenient. So
it just gets trained out of
it. Yeah,
you.
You'll just get trained out of it. So
that's
it's incredibly rare. So I get it. Every time someone sees me doing anything with my left hand...
They say, sir, please leave. Leave this manga library.
they call me out on it. So, yeah, it's quite annoying.
Please leave this wanker sober at a restaurant. Anyway, that was what I was going to say. People are giving me absolute pelters on your bloody video, Chris. I'm tired of this.
Right.
People are giving me absolute pelters for me because you did some close-up shots of me picking some okonomiyaki up with my chopsticks. No, not with my hand.
You're not very good with chopsticks, are you?
Well, I can pick stuff. I can pick up everything I need to pick up with chopsticks.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see the textbook definition of shit
chopstick
skills,
work.
Go to the Osaka video and witness Pete Donaldson trying to pick up some okonomiyaki in the first 3 minutes of the video.
But check
utter
out...
shit show.
But check out, right? I'm going to show you something very special indeed. You might be left-handed.
Your face.
You might be upset with how I hold my chopsticks. You should see how I write. This is me writing. This is how I write. Look at that.
I write like that with my left hand. Oh, no, I don't. I don't hold pens like that.
I mean, that is mad, isn't it? I was
you look
never.
Like you have a disfigurement on your hand.
But you know, I went to school in the 80s. People would have that kind of thing trained out of them, but
the
I
Kobe
never
Beef
did.
Kobe Beef video, the new Kobe Beef video you in. I was editing a scene with you picking up some Kobe Beef, and I had to zoom in on the screen to cut your hand out of it because it looked so twisted and deformed and just odd. It didn't look like you would. I don't know what was going on with your hand.
I had a little southpaw.
I had to edit it out.
You edited
it was that bad.
You cropped out my hand.
I cropped out your hand.
How dare you, Chris?
Because I knew loads of people would call you out on it, and it just looked really weird. And it just didn't look like a.
Does it pick up the meat or doesn't it? That's all I'm asking.
Just about.
Does it get in my mouth or doesn't it? Outrageous. So furious
with you.
That
sounds like a TV
game show. Did it get in your mouth or not?
More questions.
More questions. Nathan Crow says, "Hello, Chris. Sorry, I'm new to podcasts. You don't have to apologise." That's fine.
Apology accepted.
If your friend, neighbour, colleague or lover has no idea what a podcast is, why not introduce them? Give them the gift, the New Year gift of podcasts via the Abroad in Japan podcast. The Abroad in Japan podcast. Introduce them to podcasts via Chris Broad and me.
Yeah. What a compelling sales pitch.
I think so.
Fun fact, I just didn't know what podcasts were until 12 months ago.
Mm. And then
before we started this podcast,
really?
I think you put
before
the idea,
you were in one, you didn't know what one was.
I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what was going on. I was just sitting in front of a microphone talking, and things happened.
It's like a man who's like an actor who's in a film who's never seen a film before.
But now I think they're pretty good. I see a place of podcasts in the world.
Yeah,
when you're doing things, you're busy, or you know, you have to concentrate. You just have it on in the background. It's better than a radio show because it could be about something you're interested in. In this case, Japan.
Yeah. Massively. Yeah. And also it gives you a little bit more of an insight and it's a bit more free-flowing than, say, a video. Like, obviously, your videos are very well produced and stuff. You don't put out any old nonsense. This is the any old nonsense.
This is the nonsense
you can enjoy.
But I like to think there's pockets of education within.
There's a little bit. It's not our responsibility. Read a book. Read a book, you idiots. It's fine. Hello to Nathan, who says, I just wanted to suggest that you remember your neighbour a few weeks ago? You had some trouble with him. Yes. He's got a bit of OCD. He slams the door lots and lots of times for no reason. He says you should get some felt door trim and give it as a present, a New Year's present to your neighbour. It's easy to install, sticky on one side, just remove the paper strip. This will stuff up the gap in the door and muffle the slamming sound. I think I suggested that in the first,
you did actually,
in the first instance.
A month ago. Yeah.
It's difficult, isn't it? Is he still doing it? Well, I mean, I know you've been in.
I'm in the UK for like a month, so okay. I can avoid the slam. I mean, that's half the reason I'm in the UK, to escape my neighbour who slams his door up to 30 times a morning because he has obsessive compulsive disorder and is worried about not locking the door.
Mm.
I've escaped for that reason. The whole cycle, the 2 month cycle, was orchestrated
was
to escape my neighbour.
Maybe he's
honestly
got over it.
That's why I don't go to my apartment anymore, because my neighbour slams the door. Somebody said, Chris, you should get some noise-cancelling headphones. I did. I bought top-of-the-range Sony noise-cancelling headphones. Didn't do a thing. Because he bangs the door so hard that it shakes the wall and the bed.
You shouldn't have to wear headphones to bed.
Noise-cancelling headphones can't cancel out physical movement, it seems.
They're too big. They're too big for... just get some earplugs or something. I don't know.
My New Year's resolution is not killing my neighbour. Not going around the morning going mental.
What if you do, and then this will be a record of you saying you're not going to do it?
I'm not going to do it.
I didn't do it.
Didn't do it.
All right, then. That's about it for us, and probably for you, to be quite frank. What a way to start the year. We'll be back next week.
And next week, we will discuss
resolutions.
I couldn't think of the word. Too much apple juice.
What is it in Japanese? Who knows? Resolutions. Have a think.
Get them into us, guys. We've already had some great ones in. We're going to hold fire. Send in your resolutions. What do you want from 2019? What are your hopes, your dreams, your aspirations? Yeah. Let us know and we will read them out and expose them to the world next week on the Abroad in Japan podcast. But for now, guys, no matter where you might be listening from, out there in the big wide world, Happy New Year 2019. Let's have a great year. Let's
celebrate good times. Come on.
So it begins.
And don't make your resolution. Don't play to the orchestra, no, the crowd, and say, I want to go to Japan. That's why you're listening to the
originality
podcast.
Originality will get read out.
Hasn't so far.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.